Hello.
Hi, is this Abigail?
Yes, hi, who's calling, please?
This is Alyssa.
Okay, are you calling about a specific patient?
I am calling about a patient. I'm calling about Jatea Johnson.
Okay, amazing. Just a second, please. Okay. What's doing? Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Okay.
So I'm calling because I don't think she understands what's going on, and I feel like I'm able to be able to explain it to her better because I'm already in the field. So what is going on with her and her care? When it comes to her care?
Okay, are you...
Her caregiver.
Your
I would be her care... Yes.
Okay, so she needs to get approved now from the county. She needs to get a waiver from the county.
Was she also told this? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure if she sent them all in because I only saw some of them and they asked for a 5-year look back, but she said that's all she has.
Why? Okay, that's the part. Why are they asking for a 5-year look back? What does 5 years ago have anything to do with her diagnosis now, which is going through now?
That's how they get an approval from the county. The county asked for it. It's annoying. I know it's not something to
okay,
do with our agency.
Well, are you her caseworker or are you the agency?
No, I'm the agency. I help them get enrolled and I tell them exactly what needs to be done throughout the process, but there's not much I can do as far as collecting the financial documents. All I can do is tell her what she needs.
Well, yeah, I get that part, but also at the same time, it's like, well, what if she can't go back that far?
So she would have to reach out to her bank, or if she doesn't have a way of reaching out, we can fill out a hardship letter for her.
No, because this is getting to be a little too long, and I am actually taking care of her. I am in this field. I do understand I understand most of everything. But the thing is, if she does not. So I also told her that I would call and I would make these things, like I would call and ask questions because you can't tell somebody to do something and they don't understand or not give them the way to go.
For sure. So what she can
do is
to fill out a hardship letter. I can tell you exactly what that is. It's a letter, you can send that into the county stating she can't fill out the she can't collect all those documents needed. She doesn't have access to them. And you can also call the county to see exactly what she's missing. I can give that over to you, but I do need to call you back in a couple of minutes, okay? I'm going to give you a call back.
That is not convenient right now because this has to get done, and these are things that she should have been told. Is there someone else that I can speak to them?
I'm going to give you a call right back, okay?
Yeah, no, that's not okay because I am also at work. So this was the moment I was able to make a phone call. Is there somebody else I can speak to? Because this needs to be done, and she's going to start chemo, and I can't do both. And frankly, I would like her to get some help, or get this moving, because she does need help. She is in this process. It's not something that is just, I need somebody there.
I've been in touch with her from the beginning. She reached out herself.
Yeah, I've been there the whole time. I've also seen that she's been left just waiting when she's had questions.
Okay.
You're telling me the steps
of my ability.
I understand. So if that's the case,
I can give you the number to call the county if you'd like.
But, okay, you know, you're giving me a whole bunch of different things and different options to do. This is the things that she should have did before or given to her. And, and there's no help.
She sent in her financial documents only last week. So,
I know that because that's what they were asked for.
Exactly. So we only reach out to the county once the documents were sent in.
So what does she need to do next? Because frankly, I might tell her to get someone else because it's like there's no help. You tell her to do one thing and then just sit and wait.
So the county is what takes a while to get an approval from. We need to get an approval from the county in order to start the services.
Okay. So to get approval from the county, what she needs those 5 years ago thing? She needs what from her account?
They ask for the financial documents from the last 5 years. I can send you exactly what the financial approval is. I'm going to send it to you right now. She didn't send in all of those. I see what she sent in. If whatever she has on that list needs to be sent in.
Okay.
And
it needs to be sent into where?
To the county.
To the county. Does she have this information, or is this something that she had to call you for? What's the county's information?
I gave over this information to her. I'm going to send you
the county
number as well.
So she has to call the county or fax it to the county?
Just a second, please. That's the county's number.
And if she can't get a five-year...
She sent in the whichever document she had, and she got an email from the county stating they received it. So they did receive whatever she sent in. I'm not sure yet if that was all she needed, because the county does take about 2-3 weeks to get back to us.
You're not sure if that's all she needed? That's what you said? You're not sure if that's all she needed?
No, not me. The county takes a while to get back, so I can't give you an exact answer.
I understand that. I'm just making sure.
I'm going to have to give you a call right back, okay? I'm going to have to give you a call right back.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to call you back. Thank you.
Okay.